Yeah, our favourite football expert joins us on the line. Robbie Slater, good morning.
Don't start with your favourite football expert. Now, listen, what's happened to my play on?
Ah, that's that's
Jono.
That's Nick. Nick or Jono?
Jono, I'm telling you, I reckon it's Nick.
I think we're out of sponsorship.
What, already? Again?
Oh, Nick's saying, don't blame me.
I know where we can get some sponsorship. We'll go and talk to the Wolf.
Oh, the Wolf. Well, he's got plenty.
We'll get NAB to sponsor us. The banks were up anyway because Morrison got in, so the whole market went up.
What about
that election? I was in Perth when that election happened.
I know. I'll tell you what, the Wolf.
Extraordinary.
The Wolf was happy.
Well, mate, $7 he was paying Scott Morrison.
He was.
Big victory.
Eh? I think there are other betting organisations that paid out on Bill Shorten.
Yeah, well, we won't mention them.
No, I'm not mentioning them.
But they paid out quite a big deal. I mean, how stupid is that? I mean, why wouldn't you just wait for the race? Why would you pay out before?
Because you get a bit of media exposure. That's why you pay out early.
You know who told me that? The Bozzer. The Bozzer goes, he actually said, shut up, you idiot, to me. And he said, that look at the publicity they're getting because they paid out.
That's right.
I get told that by quite a few people, shut up, you idiot. It's not very nice.
I would never say that.
I know you two would say it if you did.
No. Only behind your back.
TK would, because he's nasty, TK. Did I tell you, TK, I think he's nasty.
Yeah, I think
he's
nasty.
He treats me very badly. Actually, if this radio station had a HR department, I'd see them about TK. Guess where I am?
Where are you, Rob?
I'm driving to Orange.
What's on in Orange?
And that's right. The answer to your next question, I have no idea why. I'm going to Orange. I think I'm doing a bit of a gig out there with Spud Carroll.
Cash?
No, you can't do cash.
I'll plead the fifth on that one. And the guy who was organising it, he said, we'll all go together. I said, mate, I'd rather stick a needle in my arm than spend 3.5 hours in the car with Spud Carroll. Hope he's not listening, because he's quite large.
He's a massive human. But
anyway, that's it for the segment this week.
Yep, no, fantastic. Really good. Next thing you know, next segment, we'll speak about football.
Oh, you never know. You know the Asian Champions League is finished. My God, there's so many cows out there. There's black cows. They lost 4-0. You saw the team. Victory will do the same tonight. And, because they're both already eliminated from the Asian Champions League. The story doing the rounds on taking the semi-finals away from, direct elimination into two-legged. We actually used to do that a number of years ago. I can't say I'm a big fan of it. I think the thrill of an elimination final is better. The one-off game where you get the result at the end. But this has obviously got to do with an independent league, and the clubs might have their own ideas. Of course, as we know, semi-finals, finals, money spinners. So, they might be thinking like that, but I wouldn't say that's a sure thing to happen at the moment.
No, but at least it's starting the discussion to see what people would like to see, whether they like to see the grand final or first past the post or a home and away leg in the finals. Yeah. But we haven't had a chance to talk to you, Rob. With Kevin Muscat leaving Melbourne Victory, was that a surprise to you?
Big surprise. I spoke to him last night.
Yep.
And they just explained that he just needs a break. Victory has been all-consuming for him. I mean, obviously, he's a legend there and always will be. He came back from Europe as a player, played for Victory. He was one of their best, very best players. Then assistant coach, and obviously he's coached them for the last four or five years, and 14 years in total, and he said he's just drained.
After a break, do you see him popping up anywhere else?
I'd be surprised. Yes, of course.
Or is he too...
Is he here in Australia?
No, I mean, is he too Victory? Could he go and coach Brisbane Roar?
Yeah, of course he could.
Right,
He could coach, once he has a break, he could coach anywhere, I think he's got a... speaking to him, we did talk a little bit about it, but it was more in general his Victory years we spoke about. He fancies going overseas, which is you know, which is the next step for our coaches. I think that, you know, Ange Postecoglou's over at the Antlers in Japan in the J-League, which is good. And I think, you know, it's good for Australian coaches, like our players do, go overseas. The next step for me is coaches to gain that experience overseas.
So yeah.
For me, it's a natural progression.
Well, they're a massive club. Do they need a massive name as a manager, or do they just stick with someone internal, or do they look here in Australia or abroad?
Yeah, look, I would hope they'd look here in Australia. I'm a fan for Australian coaches and giving them a go. It is a big club. They're the biggest club. They're the best run club. And it's going to be interesting to see what they do. As I said, it's just come as a surprise to me. You know, they were champions last year, but the way Muskie explained it to me, I fully understand where he's coming from.
Mm. Yesterday at this time, there was talk of no finals, first past the post. That was coming from Alex Brosk. Now they're talking about two legs of a final series. What's your take on it, Rob?
Well, I just spoke about the two-legged final. What do you want me to talk about it again?
Yeah, but that's on the Asian Champions League, but in the A-League as well.
Ah, oh, well, they're just stupid, aren't they? Have a go at this joint out here. Oh, it's unbelievable.
Should they have two-legged finals in the A-League?
Listen, I'm counting sheep, right? Oh. I'm on my way to Orange.
That's now, what people will be doing now, back to sleep.
No, we don't want two-legged in the Hyundai A-League. I'm not a fan of that. I think the current format's good. We need to keep it that way.
Good luck with Orange. I'm going to ring Spud and let him know what you said about him.
Don't tell Spud. Have you seen the size of him?
Yes, I have.
He's got dodgy knees, so I can run fast.
Good on you, mate. Enjoy Orange. I'm sure you will.
I will. It's an eye-opener. It's so dry out here. But, yeah, that's on a serious note. So the drought is obviously, you know, a big issue out here, boys. But thank you very much. It was very enlightening. See ya.